T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
TJ Zuppi of The Athletic is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. TJ, what happened with that rain delay yesterday? It was weird. It wasn't raining for a while. Then they started playing, and it was raining.
Yeah, it's been tough this year. There's been some weird – I mean, it's weird in Cleveland all the time. But yeah. It seems like there's been some really odd weather patterns that have been really difficult to predict, because you have Carrasco – I mean, Carrasco gave up a lot of hits last night, but his one really bad inning when he gives up the three-run homer, it's almost a torrential downpour. Like trying to get these guys out in the middle of a rainstorm is not that ideal. And then after that, it was pretty much done. So if they would have waited, I mean, we're already at, 9:20? So what's another 20, 30 minutes at that point? If you're still going to play it? So it probably was, if they could have redone it, knowing what they know, I'm sure they probably would have maybe waited it out a little bit longer just to kind of get that cleared. But that didn't make it any easier to sit through for the fans, I'm sure, just kind of getting drenched throughout the remainder of a really, really long night.
Yeah, we're talking with TJ Zuppi, The Athletic. One of the big things from last night, Andrew Miller, inning and two-thirds scoreless. He's still obviously not back to what he once was, and it's been a rough, right? He's been 2 trips on the DL. He's missed over 2 months on the DL, did not pitch well in between his 2 DL stints. Should we be confident that by the time we get to the postseason, if he stays healthy going forward, that he can get back to the pitcher he was the last few years?
I don't know if we can say that yet.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would go the other way either. I need more information. I need a little bit more of a sample size here, because we're looking at, the results have been relatively pretty good, but the velocity's not where it needs to be. He's lost the strike zone a little bit at times. I think there's just some of the expected rust that's coming through this. If you look at the velocity, it's obviously not where he needs to be. Just looking at his body language and then asking Tito today about it kind of agreed with my thought, is it looks like a guy that's focusing a lot on being where he needs to be through his mechanics, finding the zone. And then when he kind of gets the confidence in his body and where he is releasing the ball mechanically, his delivery, all of that, then you're going to start to see some of the velocity return with the confidence. It looked like his first outing back, he was really just focused on throwing strikes and trying to get guys out. Velocity wasn't that good. The second one, he was sort of all over the place, and I thought maybe this is him trying to open up, lay your foot on the gas and really try to throw a little bit harder. And as a result, he was losing the strike zone. And then his third outing, again, looked like he was focusing more on just trying to throw strikes and being where he needs to be mechanically instead of just letting it go. So as he gets more comfortable and sort of works out whatever bad habits he formed earlier in the year, I think we'll start to see some of the velocity increase, because he has said it multiple times, the team has said it multiple times, that he's feeling good and he's feeling as good as he needs to be. And if that's true, then we will see at some point the velocity return. But to this point, we're still kind of waiting for that to happen. The good news is he says he's feeling good, and to this point he's gotten some results, so you just have to hope that continues to build in the right direction.
TJ, Corey Kluber pitched to Maddux the other day. I think it was 98 or 99 pitches against the Angels. I know Mike Trout wasn't in the lineup, but it was extremely impressive, and his last 2 starts have been great. Are you confident that he is back where he needs to be?
I wouldn't say he's back, but I think he's really getting close. If you look at some of the numbers that I like to focus on, just looking at the lateral movement on his breaking ball to see if it has as much bite, or looking at the velocity, there are things there that aren't quite what you typically see from him, but they're a lot better than where they're at like a month ago, when it really just looked like he lost a lot of that horizontal movement and was able to find the strike zone. But I think you're seeing, if you just kind of look at where the pitches have been in his last few starts, they're executed much better, not really losing the zone and then not leaving as many over the fat part of the plate. You're just seeing him trend in the right direction. So while it's not quite Kluber-esque, it's not where we've seen him be in the past, I think you're also seeing some good signs. And I think it's also good to see that he's starting to utilize his breaking ball a little bit more because that's, I mean, his wipeout pitch. And when he really got on a roll last year, he was utilizing that nuclear weapon that he's got quite regularly. And then at the beginning of this year, he kind of shied away from a little bit. And he was going a little bit more. Looked like he was almost seeking more early contact, even though he said that's not quite what he's doing. But I think as you see him start to really settle into where he wants to be mechanically, you'll start to see more of that breaking ball. And when he's able to throw that baby and then mix in everything else where he needs it to be, and that's when he becomes that lethal weapon. And I think there's enough of a sample size there that you can start to kind of breathe a sigh of relief. You know, for a couple of outings, it was almost like every outing you're basically diagnosing every move that he makes. I think we're beyond that now to a point where you're seeing him start to look like his old self.
DJ, if you were voting for the Cy Young Award today, where would you put Trevor Bauer?
Oh, man. I don't think I would put him first, but he's right there in the top three.
Yep.
I almost go every start that I see these guys. I jostle around the top three. Sale, Verlander, and Bauer probably would be the top three, and I, without doing a ton of research in, I think I would go Sale, Bauer, Verlander, and then maybe Kluber somewhere in the top five.
Yeah,
but I mean, there's enough time there. I mean, we've seen Sale down the stretch, and he's now still dealing with something. He seems to fade in the second half. I don't know if it's just, you know, his body type or, you know, whatever the case may be. We've seen his numbers come back to earth in the later part of a season that's helped Corey Kluber win a Cy Young before in the past.
To back up what you're saying, his career ERA September 1st and later is almost 3.9, which is by far the worst of any month for him.
Yeah, so maybe that is just because his body wears down over the season. Yeah, I don't know if we have a legitimate answer, but it has happened. So I think the door is very much open for Trevor Bauer here to get really significantly more into the conversation. If you're talking just people here locally, I think we all kind of realize the type of season that he's having. The question is, nationally, are enough people paying attention now later in the year where a lot of people might have made up their minds through the first, you know, 3-4 months? Are they going to pay attention these final couple of months to see that this race is as close as it is? Because it is good. And if you just look at I think the fun part about this race is you basically pick a statistic, one of those three guys will probably lead it. And then you'll go to another statistic, and it'll be a different guy.
Right.
And then a different guy. But all three of them are just right there at the top of almost every category you'd want to be in. And, I mean, Trevor doesn't need an award. I know he wants to win them as badly as anybody, but he doesn't need an award really to prove how dominant he's been this year and how consistent he's been this year.
Speaking of dominance in leading statistical categories, Jose Ramirez is second in the majors with 33 home runs. He's third in the American League with and fifth in the majors with 83 RBIs. You look I guess it depends whose WAR you're looking at, but he's closing the, like, it seemed like Mike Trout, like nobody's going to catch him, but Mike Trout's been banged up. Jose Ramirez, he's part of the MVP conversation, and he has a chance to be, I believe, the first American League player ever, or maybe the second, to possibly lead the league in home runs, extra base hits, and steals. Like, the last guy to lead in two of the, in like steals and home runs, I think, was Alfonso Soriano in the National League. But like, those are rare combos, especially in modern day baseball. TJ,
when you're naming fewer guys you can put on one hand.
Yeah.
He's done some of the stuff that he's doing.
It's crazy.
Year. I mean, he's in the midst of one of the greatest seasons ever in Indians franchise history. There's no debate about that. And there's still almost 2 months to go here in the season.
Yeah.
It's incredible that he's probably going to finish with more than 40 home runs, that you know, he continues to play strong defense, that he's leading the league in stolen bases, and he is, you know, whatever metric you really want to look at, providing value pretty much everywhere across the board. To see a guy that has as much power as he has, doing it defensively, and then, according to Fangraphs, be the most valuable player on the bases this year. I mean, I don't know what else you want from the guy. If I were voting today, I would pick him, number one. And it's not to say that Mike Trout isn't amazing. Of course he's amazing. You look at the WAR leaderboard, and if you're talking about tenths of a point, you know, tenths of a WAR here, that's because it's not an exact science.
Right. I mean, right.
That's close enough where it's a toss-up for me, and I would probably lean toward the guy. It's the only case where I might lean toward a guy that's on a winning squad over a guy that isn't on a winning squad. If the guy that's on a losing team clearly has the best numbers, I have no problem voting for him. But if it's a toss-up between the two, I think you definitely weigh that in, because he's probably facing some more legitimate, really impactful situations because of the levity of where their club is at. Maybe that doesn't factor in as much with the Indians because the division is what it is. But, God, I don't know how you can look at Jose Ramirez and not think that he is certainly in the top three. I mean, Mookie Betts is right there, too. But it's probably a bias because I see him play every single night, but I think he's been the most valuable player in baseball or in the American League this year.
And while I think you can argue that Betts and Trout are facing better competition – because the American League Central is all-time bad, and the Indians, you know, win-loss-wise have faced a fairly easy schedule. I am with you. I would still vote for Jose Ramirez. And the amazing thing about him is, whether you're talking old school or new school, he is up top on every stat, right? Like, there's not a category I can say, well, like my guy Javi Baez. Like, the only thing I can hold against him is he strikes out a lot and he doesn't walk a ton. Everything else is great with him. On Ramirez, there's literally nothing. His stolen base percentage is great. His on-base percentage is great. He's walked 74 times and struck out 55. I mean, he does everything fantastically well. It's absurd.
I know. I don't know where, like, if you were nitpicking and saying, hey, you really need to work on this, Jose. Yeah. I don't know what that would
be. Nothing. I got nothing.
Hitting for more power from the right side, the guy is tremendous.
Yeah.
And then today, we were just kind of messing around in the clubhouse waiting for Tito, and he was he was saying that somehow we got in the conversation of the emergency catcher, because a couple of guys had approached Eric Gonzalez about it because no one else really wanted to do it. And Jose was like, I would do that. I want to go catch. Hell, I'll pitch. I mean, he is so confident. And he has a reason to be as confident as he is. But I think that's part of the package of what makes him so such a special player, because, yes, he's really talented, but he also has that giant personality to match. And while he doesn't have the English language down like some of his teammates, sometimes he doesn't need it. He's got a look that'll flash that
no doubt
show you exactly what he's thinking. I think he's one of the most special players that has come through this organization in a really long time.
Couldn't agree more. Leonis Martin has been a nice addition so far. Had a couple of home runs over the weekend. We know the strong defense that he plays. Terry Francona today said he is out of the lineup due to intestinal turmoil. He's got the runs. I mean, right? That's what he's got.
Yeah. I think we've all been there at some point in our lives. He was feeling a little bit under the weather, and that's why they felt like today would be a good chance. Tito had conversations with Guyer before, because Guyer's played some center field in the past. It's not that he's going to go start Guyer in center field the rest of the way or anything, but just to kind of have in your back pocket to know he's done it a little bit, and you get into a late-game situation, and if you would need to slide Guyer to center field for whatever reason, he doesn't have to feel maybe as hesitant about it. So it felt like today was a good opportunity with Martin not feeling healthy and, you know, kind of see what happens. And this is the beauty of what your division lead is. You can take some risks. You can see, you know, you can set yourself up for October like they've basically done all year long. And I wish they would actually do a little bit more. I would like to see Yandy Diaz play some outfield, get his bat up in the Major League lineup, and I know they won't do it, but you know, take advantage of it. Take advantage of your division, and it seems like they're trying to do that here and there.
Who is the Indians' closer right now? Is it Hand? Is it Allen? Is it depend on the lineup? We've seen both.
They don't have one, right? They don't need one. I love it. I think it's been tremendous. And I actually think Cody is better as a roaming fireman kind of type. Tito says that, well, I mean, you can look and see that his delivery, there was some inconsistencies there a few outings ago, like six or seven outings ago. His release point had dropped a little bit. Maybe he's a little similar to Kluber, where he's a little bit more compact as opposed to standing taller on the mound. But the biggest thing Tito felt like is he just was thinking too much about his mechanics when he was coming out there for the ninth inning, and it was screwing with his head, and he thought, yeah, let's get this guy into some situations where he can't think about that. He's just got to go out there and pitch and get these guys out. Now, you know, whether or not that's just something you say and it really has no bearing on anything, or it actually is impactful, I don't know. But here in this last six outings, we're seeing a little bit more of the Cody Allen that you kind of expect. That's big news. I mean, even if Andrew Miller isn't Andrew Miller of 2016, and if he's just kind of good, not great, then you even when you're pairing him with Allen and then Hand, yeah, and to be able to mix and match guys, and then that it just puts everybody else in such better positions. Now you can bring in Neil Ramirez in the fifth or sixth inning if you want. You can bring in Oliver Perez that early. You know, Adam Simber gives them a nice matchup option. They head into the playoffs. If Miller gets to a point where he's healthy, or at least healthy-ish,
yeah,
this might be the best bullpen they've had going into the postseason of the past 3 years, which is incredible to think about, considering how good the bullpens have been in the past and how trash it really was early in the year. But, I mean, they've got some really talented guys that really complement each other really, really well.
Agree with you there. TJ Zuppi, The Athletic. TJ, my only really big beef with Francona in the years he's been here, it's mostly good, but the one beef is, especially last year, and I know Kluber wasn't right, but I hated the fact that he went with a three-man rotation when they have good. If everybody's healthy, please tell me he will not do that again this year.
I don't know. We haven't approached that topic, and I agree with you. They oversaw things a little bit last year. Now, there was obviously some things behind the scenes that we didn't have all of the particulars with Kluber. You know, maybe they were thinking it was just best to work the way that they did, and Bauer was spectacular in game one. It's just, you know, the defense kind of screwed up behind him in game four in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
And we obviously saw what happened after that. But, I mean, you have four guys right now that
That's
you
right.
really trust.
Yes.
Why would you don't need to run away from Clevinger. And the other thing is, you have a now pretty strong bullpen.
Yes.
That you don't need to, if you don't have to throw Clevinger out there to make him some sort of multi-inning weapon. And the way that you, the way the playoffs go anyways, there'll be instances where you can probably bring a starter into a game if you need to, you know, in a game five or a game seven situation. Don't overthink it. You have four really, really good starters, and the top three for sure, but Clevinger should be starting games in the playoffs.
I agree.
You don't need to run from that guy. You don't need to avoid him. He is good enough that he should be pitching in those games, and then you just wait and see what happens. If things go awry early, then have the quick hook. They have no problem doing that, but I don't think you need to overthink these things. You have a really good rotation. Now go out and use them.
All right, last thing real quick, TJ, about 30 seconds. Do the Indians get a upgrade from Melky in right field in this month?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I feel like they're going to add something before the end of this month. And I know Tito has said he feels good about the complexion of the roster now because they're able to sort of use guys a little bit better to sort of accent their strengths. And fair enough, but I feel like you need to go into the postseason with a little bit better option in right field. Just against the fatter part of the platoon, I would feel more comfortable. And I don't know who that's going to be. You know, pretty much all the guys that we talked about before the deadline are still available outside of Bryce Harper. So there will be options for them to upgrade. But I think they will add something to this roster, whether it's a really major impact guy or even all the way down to kind of what they did with Coco Crisp. But I think they'll add something that will help them in the postseason, yeah.
All right, TJ, good stuff, man. Thanks for joining me.
Yep, no problem. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.